Chapter 2. 7 o'clock the next morning found Carmichael back in the woods, his dog snuffling around as had become their habit recently. They relished being given this glorious opportunity to communicate with other dogs and pick up their P-mails. The owner's mind was miles away, remembering his lost colleague, and assessing how he should be grateful that he was still living and breathing after his experience the year before. He had never fully recovered mentally from his brush with death, and at times was very glad to still be alive, at others depressed by how close he'd come to losing his life and how easy it was to cease existing. Shaking his head to fling off the mental fog, like a dog emerging from water, and realizing that it was now time for him to head back to Jasmine Cottage and his breakfast, he looked around, to find that the dogs had disappeared out of his view, which was very unusual. He gave a low whistle, then stilled to listen for the sound of them among the dripping trees. It was unusual for him to be so distracted that he actually lost physical sight of them. After about 30 seconds, he became aware of a slight scuffling away to his right behind a clump of withered bracken, and a little whine of excitement broke on the chilly air. What were the little devils up to? He wasn't in the mood for any of the usual games, and he headed towards where he had heard the sound. Little devils wasn't exactly an accurate way of describing his pets, as their builds were disparate. Although one was very low to the ground, the other was gigantic. Dipsy Daxy the Dachshund had originally been the property of a suspect from a previous case, and Carmichael had adopted him when his owner no longer had the liberty to do so. Mulligan was a Great Dane who had previously belonged to some neighbours. The Carmichaels had looked after him on several occasions when their neighbours had gone away, but the beast had grown to such enormous proportions that his former owners, being advanced in age, were unable to cope with him any more. Over the recent festivities, they had asked Carmichael if he would be willing to take on this monstrous beast. They were going to their daughter's for Christmas. She refused, point blank, to have the creature in her home because of his sheer size.